Welcome to Simplify with Megan, the podcast where I help online coaches grow a life-first coaching business that's simple and sustainable while working less than 15 hours a week. My name's Megan. I'm a mom of two with baby three on the way. And since I started my online business in 2014, I have helped hundreds of online business owners start and grow their businesses to six, multi-six, and seven-figure businesses. I took a two-year sabbatical when I became a parent. And when I relaunched my coaching business as a mom of two, in less than a year, I've made over six figures while working as a true solopreneur for less than 15 hours each week while prioritizing my life and keeping things as simple as possible. I like to keep things real here, so get ready for the most authentic and activating business and sales coaching meant to help you make your life as a busy coach easier and not more complicated. Let's get rich together. Let's talk about time management, because this is arguably such a hot topic and such a controversial topic. There's so many people out there, me included, who have produced productivity and time management content over the years. Sometimes there can almost be this like unintentional negative side effect of that, where we assume productivity and time management is always about doing more. But that's not what we're talking about here, because I'm a mom of two kids. I'm pregnant. I have very limited work hours available to me during the day, and I have childcare. So just even with the childcare, there's just limited hours. We're talking like maybe 12 hours on a good week. And so I have had to adjust how I manage my time. In the past, even when I was a mom, but just had a little bit more childcare, I have always been a big fan of weekly block schedules. I think I've made several YouTube videos about it. I've talked about it on old podcast episodes. I help my clients with it. I feel like it's a pretty essential step. But the way I've done it in the past was not working for me in this season of life. I felt like I was still kind of planning from scratch each week, even if I had blocks on the calendar for like content or like focus work or calls. That was helpful, but it was really hard to sit down and like plan every week and feel like I was starting from scratch in so many ways. Even if I had a to-do list and projects mapped out, it still like mentally felt like starting from scratch. And so I've been really wanting to do what I'm calling a standardized schedule. And I finally did it. And I kind of just want to share a little bit about my experience with having a standardized schedule so far and how like life-changing it's been. Because instead of just having a block on my calendar, what I have done is identified a focus and a theme for each of the days I am working. And not only a theme, but basically recurring tasks that need to happen on each of these days. And the cool thing about this is, while it may not sound that substantially different from what maybe you're already doing or what I was previously doing myself, mentally, it's radically different, because I could essentially spend zero time planning my week each week and know exactly what my priority tasks are and what to do, because I've distilled my business strategy into something that is so simple that it is essentially recurring actions. And, you know, I used to feel like this wouldn't work for me when I was trying to batch content, but the reality is that this still works when you're trying to get ahead on content. I've just, in this season of life, stepped away from the idea of batching, meaning one day I record six episodes of a podcast, and instead to mean every week I'm going to chip away at creating a couple of episodes, and like eventually that'll get me ahead and I could take a break, right? If every Tuesday I record two podcast episodes, which isn't a ton, I will very quickly like be ahead and have a batch and always have the flexibility to skip a week without suddenly then being in like a week to week mode, right? So that's exactly what I've done. I have been living with this new schedule for not very long yet, to be totally transparent, but I can't even express to you just how powerful this shift has been. I'm so excited I did this, and that's why I wanted to share it with you, so that you could potentially tweak how you're planning your week. And instead of it being this thing you'd kind of do from scratch each week, potentially standardizing how you do things too. So like I was saying, every day that I am working has an overall focus. So for me, Monday is what I'm calling scripting day. Tuesday is recording day. Wednesday is call day. And Thursday is writing day. And those are really the days I plan on working. Of course, if I need to work a Friday or something, I could. But my standardized schedule is the 4 days I want to be working. The cool thing about this is that on Monday, scripting day, it's not just like I sit down and I'm like, what am I scripting? I literally have two tasks for Monday. Outline two podcast episodes and then outline any curriculum or trainings. And that's it. I know exactly what I need to do every Monday, even if I've put 0 minutes into planning. Same thing on Tuesday. It's recording day. That's today. It's Tuesday. Hi. I have to record curriculum and then record podcast episodes. That's it. Nothing else. Wednesday's call day. I have 2 to 3 call slots on Wednesdays. Thursday's writing day. So that's where I'm like turning things into blog posts or, you know, creating kind of those ancillary pieces of content, like getting ahead on any threads I want to pre-write, if I want to create any Pinterest pins or anything to kind of like syndicate my content. And then also drafting and scheduling any upcoming emails. And the nice thing about this too is that let's say something is going to shift in the week. For example, Thursday, we want to take our kids to the rodeo. It's rodeo season here in Houston. We love to dress up in our cowboy hats and our cowboy boots and take the kids to the rodeo. So I know that Thursday, my writing day won't be happening on Thursday, but that's not a stressful thing because I know it. And so either I'm ahead enough a schedule where I can skip a writing day, or I can just know that I'm going to do my writing day on Friday because I've kind of got this built-in buffer. I can do that. And as I get ahead of schedule, I can skip Thursday writing day more easily. But it relieves this pressure of needing to have like a week where I batch 12 episodes and I get like super ahead and I do all this stuff. That hasn't been working for me in this season of life. I like want to change what I'm going to talk about, or I want to talk about something more in the moment, or I just like fail to do that and then like get stuck in that week to week cycle, which is always really difficult to get out of. And so this has been such a big shift for me. Part of this, I also just like really quickly, or not quickly, but I really clearly identified my work blocks and simplified it because I have these major outcomes. And so instead of thinking like, you know, on my Google Calendar, like this hour I'm doing this specific task and this hour I'm doing this specific task. Instead, it's just I have a 1.5 hour block in the morning and then like a 1.5 or 2 hour block in the afternoon, Monday through Thursday. There's like a little lunch break in there where I do personal stuff, what I call like quick tasks, you know, call, make a doctor's appointment, something like that. But I have like a morning block and an afternoon block. And so that's it. And so basically each day kind of has like two tasks. And so I can just really intuitively split that up. And of course, it doesn't really matter. Like if I finish one thing early, I can get started on the next thing because it's just so clear what I need to do. And all of this has just been game changing. So if you're sitting there and you're like, I don't even know how to manage my time, or you feel similar to how I was feeling, like you're just kind of planning from scratch over and over and over again, I would encourage you to try a standardized schedule. This has been life-changing. I think every standardized schedule is going to be completely custom to you. What type of content you're doing, what type of business you have, your publishing cadence. But I really think this themed framework is a game changer. And also, I have ADHD. Sometimes it's really hard for me to initiate things, or I really want to procrastinate on things. But the idea that like today is my only day to record is so motivating. It's like Tuesday's my recording day. And so if I want to get ahead on podcast episodes, I'm going to record as many as I can, which then motivates me on Monday to outline as many as I can so that I can record as many as I can. And same thing with even curriculum and trainings for programs I'm teaching. I know I want to drop a couple of these trainings, so I'm going to make sure I'm ready to do that. It's an incredibly motivating, really works with my brain so far, and the expectations aren't outrageous. 2 podcast episodes, that's pretty doable. And if I only did one, we'd live, right? But like the idea that like at least doing 2 feels so sustainable and like gets me so far ahead of schedule eventually that I'm really excited. So wanted to share this with you, why I'm doing the standardized schedule, how it has benefited me so far, and some tips on how you could implement this too. So if you decide to implement a standardized schedule. I would love to hear from you. Tag me on Instagram or send me a message on Threads. Send me an email. Do whatever you want on whatever platform. But I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear what your schedule is or the benefits you're seeing. If you have any follow-up questions, definitely let me know. And I just hope that this simple approach to time management can help you as much as it has helped me. If you like this episode, don't forget to leave a rating and a review. Share it with someone else you think would really enjoy it. And if you're not already, subscribe to the podcast. Do that too. I will see you in the next episode. Bye.